Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we're going to talk about altering t-shirts.
The ready-to-wear t-shirt, well, probably.
And maybe even specifically, like, logoed, you know, like swag t-shirts.
Yes.
From like from races or from shows. Right. Or
well,
events.
I had to literally remake a t-shirt for Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, she was a cop and she did some private security for an event security. In fact, that's what I think what it said on the
event
back.
Security
someplace.
Yeah.
On the shirt or some rock concert or something, I don't remember. Okay. And Lindsay was like wearing, say, a ready-to-wear size 6,
small,
8,
or say, oh,
something
okay, yeah,
like
yeah.
that, right? And the only things they had were XXLs.
Yeah, they only ordered
I mean, literally,
XXLs.
Right,
yeah.
Literally the neckline was, like, ridiculous.
Right.
You know, like, the hole for her head, she could have put two of her heads through.
Right.
You know, it was just, I mean, she looked like she was in somebody, like, wearing somebody's pajamas.
So we're not talking about I mean, you know, you can apply these things, but
right.
I'm not talking about you bought some nice t-shirt from like Talbot's or Anne Klein. I'm talking.
Or even Target.
Or even
Target. You want a hem.
Yeah.
Or you want the sleeve shorter.
Because.
Just something that simple.
I want to talk about it because there are a few shortcuts I kind of take with these shirts, these kind of
yeah.
logo swag
yeah.
shirts that I don't know if I would do on like, you know, something a little nicer, I
right,
guess, is what I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
So, yeah.
But these are, yeah, t-shirts, like you said, from a race, from whatever. It's an event. I had one from the Honor Flight. I went with
yeah.
my father, you know, as a World War II vet on the Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. And I was a...
You were like a nurse?
I was a guardian, they called me. I was a guardian, so I was in charge of like three vets,
yeah.
you know, and I had to take care of these three vets. I was responsible for their well-being on the trip, and I think our shirts were white, and the vets, you know, they were almost
yeah.
the same shirt, except mine's a guardian, you know. And like theirs were white, and ours were blue, and ours, so people would identify us.
Yes, yes.
Because you were really on there, everybody was a stranger.
Mm.
You didn't even know the other healthcare people,
right?
You know, unless you accidentally knew them.
Yeah, and so I've had t-shirts from like shows that I've been in.
Exactly.
Now I will.
And sometimes you don't get to pick your size. It's
yeah.
like this is all we have left.
Well,
yeah.
I will also say, as we go into talking about like the different fabrics and stuff, getting a t-shirt printed for an event like this has gotten a little more advanced since like I was in high school.
It has.
It's
gotten much easier, much faster,
and
more advanced.
There
all kinds
are,
of things.
Like kind of more fit options. Actually, we happen to have come up here to record together, and both of us are wearing the I Am a Sewing Machine
yeah, that
t-shirts.
Yeah, kind of funny.
Which I actually think is a pretty darn good
well,
t-shirt.
Well, I will tell you, this is the softest
It's so soft.
Shirt.
When I was
the
picking,
softest shirt.
When I was picking these out, you know, I picked them out from a local, we have a local place who like fulfills these for us. And so when you order one of these shirts, I actually have them ship it to you because
right. and it is made up specifically for you.
Yeah,
like there's not a stack of shirts we pull one from.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Because they just set us up like that.
Because you can do it like that.
Well,
now.
And it has something to do with right. also the ink that we use. We can't mm-hmm. use a traditional process due to the colors I chose.
Right.
Surprise, surprise, yeah. that I made this more difficult.
Mallory made it difficult.
But it lasts a long time. This the logo on the shirt. Anyway, yeah, they're really soft. They actually have. I feel like a bit of a more modern fit. I'm not actually altering this shirt.
I think they're somewhat of a slim fit, it seems like to
well,
me.
Well, I think the bottom's a little flared.
Is that it? They're not so they don't
they
seem
have
to be too boxy.
Seam.
Well, that's true, too. Some of them don't have seam.
Yeah,
side
so
seams,
I feel
right.
like when I used to get shirts in high school, and I was in
they
high school.
They were a big tube.
Yeah, I was in high school, like, 2005 to, like, 2007.
Right.
And I would get a shirt that was, like, a super crunchy, hard, 100% cotton, and so they were knitted in the round.
Right.
And it would be, you know, not shapely at all and sort of ill-fitting on most people. It just wasn't a garment where you were like, that looks really nice, you know. So anyway, and I think some of it had to do with the fabric. Because you can have a straighter garment in a kind of a drapier fabric and maybe
right.
get a
some
little.
Some of it was the, some of, they were, actually, the cotton was like fairly high quality, but it was so thick sometimes.
I mean, it was like cardboard. It was like wearing a cardboard
sometimes
shirt,
it was,
you know.
Just very, like you said, stiff or thick.
Yeah.
Or...
So anyway, sometimes you might want to alter these things because... Yeah, you got this shirt for your kid and it's too big or it's too small because they only had the one size. Or
you got your kid an adult shirt. And
instead,
you,
yeah.
Yeah, or, because
or
that's all they had.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So we want to discuss some alterations, tips and tricks on shirts like these, whether or not you're making them smaller or bigger or more
right.
shapely or whatever. So that is what we're going to talk about. So first of all, I think it's important to... evaluate your shirt, and my biggest concern personally is how can I save the most time and what can I preserve
right.
on this shirt?
What seam can I prefer, or what hem can I
preserve
or
yeah.
can I preserve the neckline?
Yeah.
In fact, I won't change the neckline if it's okay. You
said the neckline was too big on Lindsay's shirt. That's something that's got to be addressed.
Yeah, well, I mean, the shoulders were, you know, I basically, honestly, with that shirt, almost just like took it apart and treated it like a piece
right.
of fabric.
Now,
do you know what I mean? And started over.
The most recent time I've done this and I posted it on Instagram was for Zelda.
Right.
Zelda has started to go to CrossFit with me. And we're getting organized. And so I bought her 3 adult small t-shirts from the CrossFit gym. Now,
so you know that
I did,
that's her
that's
sort
her
of
uniform. She
yeah.
goes to class 3 right. times a week, right? And so I probably could have just asked where they get the shirts printed and then been like, can I ask the company to print me kid
right.
shirts? But I didn't.
They might actually have them done by the same company
right,
we do right here
right,
in town.
Exactly.
Right.
So anyway, but I bought these 3 shirts and I had a plan to alter them. I was like, well, I'll alter them. And so, of course, I put it off to the last minute and it was like 7:15, classes at 8. But that's okay.
That's truly the last minute.
It's about
yes.
as last minute
yeah.
as you can get.
Right.
Because
it takes you like, you know, 15 minutes to get there.
Well,
yeah.
right, exactly. So right. my process for altering the shirt, I'll just go through this process, then we can, you know, talk about a few others, was I put it on Zelda, and it needed to be taken in at the side seams, which also then, for me, meant I wanted to reinsert the sleeves. Okay.
Yes.
So it was.
Well, and more, how were the shoulders on her?
Well, that's what I
yeah.
mean. Like the shoulder seam
were way too
had
far.
To be shortened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if it's not too off, you could, you know, get away with it.
Now, did you pre-wash it or did you take the chance?
You know, I just took a chance
yeah.
on
well,
it.
Well,
really
she's,
did.
She's little.
Also,
I mean,
it didn't
yeah.
need to be super tight. It didn't make it like super
right,
fitted,
right.
you know? So.
Well, the other thing is, you know, she's going to grow.
Yeah,
into
she's going to grow. Right,
right,
exactly. So I knew that I would be taking the sleeve off, putting it back on.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to just like zip up the side seam and not make it a set-in sleeve.
You wanted a set-in sleeve.
I did okay. want a set-in sleeve because set-in sleeves really do give you a better range of motion.
Yes.
Especially with just, you know, how they're like working out and stuff.
Right.
You know, I didn't want her to have, that would have been like a dolman sleeve.
Right.
Okay. And in order to give her the range of motion, it would have had to be really big. And
uh-huh.
She doesn't want some huge,
right.
you know, dolman sleeve or whatever. So anyway, I knew I was going to have to make a new set in sleeve. I knew I would lose the bottom hem because it's just way too long. It's
right.
almost down to her knees, you know.
Yeah, you can almost make her another t-shirt.
Or she could like, wear it as a dress, you know?
Right, right.
So I knew I'd be taking off that bottom
tunic
hem.
Shirt.
Yes.
Tunic, yeah.
Let's put a little belt on there, you know?
Right.
Actually, there is a person at CrossFit who works out in like a workout skirt. And I was like,
yeah.
that looks nice.
Well,
you
the
know?
Other thing you
I
can
like
do
that,
especially if you always make a good workout headband too with that.
That's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, I knew I was going to shorten it. So first I got her in the studio. I was like, hey, put this on, hurry up, you know? And I put her in here. I put a safety pin at the hem.
Right.
Okay. just boop. Okay, I only need one hem marking. You know, I'm not working with a person who has a bust here. So if you are working,
the nicest thing about kids is I know, most of them are straight.
Just little, yeah. You know, they're just kind of simple
little pancakes.
So simple bodies to fit a lot of the time. She's like six, you know. So I just put one safety pin for the hem. If you are doing this for yourself or someone else who does have a bust, and you're looking for like a more tailored look, you will want to mark the hem on the front and the back. Because if you have bust volume or, you know, belly volume or butt volume or whatever, your front and your back might be different.
Or you might want it longer in the back.
Yeah, might want to do, you're totally right, like kind of a high-low. So I just did one safety pin. And then I sort of just pinched it in at the sides. Uh-huh. And thought, okay, we're good, you know, right here. There. It was just, you know, a couple inches. Right. Put a safety pin there as well. And then I didn't really do much to mark the sleeve area.
Did you mark her shoulder? Were her shoulder?
Did I? I must have. Yes.
Where the shoulder
cap would
be. I must
have marked her
be.
Shoulder. Yeah. The other ones I did off of the previous ones.
Right,
now I'm
right.
trying to
so
remember. I did
can't
the first
remember
one,
the first
and, you know,
one, right.
Yeah, so I marked where I wanted the sleeve cap to end. So then took it off of her, folded it in half, hacked off the bottom. I left a hem allowance. Everyone listening in your car or in your sewing room, just give me a little pat on the back right now. Just clap your hands. Yay, good job leaving hem allowance. That's something you have to remember while you're refashioning. You have to leave hem and seam allowances, right, Mom?
Yes.
Because if you cut it right where you put the...
Yep.
If you're going to take away...
Then you'd be adding pieces of fabric.
Which we'll talk about later,
yeah,
right?
Which has been also done.
So anyway,
which is another way to alter
the
shirt.
Yes, yes. So with Zelda's, I would have taken an inch, basically, out of the side seam if I hadn't left my seam allowance. I just did this on the serger.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you can make a big difference
you
when
mean
you don't.
2 inches.
Well, no, I'm thinking quarter.
Oh, okay.
You know, is that right? Yeah. That's kind of, I probably
that's
left.
All you did?
I probably left more seam allowance than a quarter inch. But
okay.
Anyway, because I cut some off and serge, so I probably left it.
Well, if you're like me when I do this, I don't always really measure. I compare.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I put that there, so then I put, you know.
Oh, you know what?
You know what I mean? I put that seam on the other seam, and I just mark it.
I think I think something
like
else
I, measure it.
I did do for the arm size was got another T-shirt of hers.
Okay.
And compared it.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about this, though, real quick, because we live in this wonderful world of knits.
Yes.
And so if you are comparing to another shirt, it's got to have similar stretch. Mm-hmm. So if you are working with the cardboard cotton and then you go and you get some kind of slinky knit that's got a lot of stretch, those two fabrics may not jive fit-wise with how wide the shoulder seam is or how closely
how
the arm side fits. Yeah,
yeah,
all that. So just keep in mind that if you're working with something more stable or more stretchy, that's going to be different.
Right.
So I think I did actually compare. So then I cut off the hem, and then I was taking off enough that I just cut straight up the side seam all the way up.
Because you could cut the side seam off instead of having to open it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I just cut it complete. And you know what? There was no side seam on this shirt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this shirt didn't have a side seam.
And so when you do that,
uh-huh.
you know, and you lay that flat, you really do try to... I mean, this is the one thing about not washing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to handle when you haven't washed it because it still has some sizing left.
Agreed.
And you can lay it down flat and you can go, that is exactly where the side fold would be.
Right.
You know, or sometimes if you wash it, they will get a little bit askew.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it makes it a little
bit
more difficult.
And maybe the shirt was, like, constructed off-grain.
Well, right, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Because, you know, but once they get it off-skew like that, you lose the shape, too. Yeah.
So I just cut that off. So what I have these, like, two sleeves. Like, they're complete sleeves.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So then I think I did compare, now I'm remembering this, a little better, to an existing shirt. And little kid T-shirt arm size are just...
So
slight
funny.
Curves.
Yep.
They're not.
There's not
huge.
A big sleeve cap there. No,
there's not a lot going
well,
on.
Well, and there's usually less of a sleeve cap on a knitted shirt than a woven shirt.
Very, very true.
Right.
So I just did sort of an approximation you know, going
gave
in.
A little hump.
Little swoop.
Yep.
Little swoop mm-hmm. into the arm's eye. So right. now I have a tank top basically cut
right.
out. Okay.
Right.
So then I go over to the sleeve. All right. So what I did, since the sleeves had to be, they needed to be slimmed up and shortened.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to preserve on these sleeves? The hem. The cover
exactly.
stitched hem. I'm like,
hopefully.
I don't need a real,
yeah.
you know, I'm not going to cut. I'm cutting from the top,
right?
right? And then
right.
rather than cutting from the bottom, because the sleeve cap has to be altered. So I did, just to be safe, cut pretty close to where the sleeve was inserted,
mm-hmm.
Pretty close to that seam.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I got as much fabric as I
right.
wanted. And then I did just cut right next to the underarm seam. So that I was laying out basically the sleeve flat
okay.
on
yes.
the cutting table.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So the sleeve is laid out flat, and I think I decided to pretty much preserve most of the length. It was so
of the shirt,
of the sleeve. So
shirt.
it's kind of a longer
sleeve.
Short sleeve.
Uh-huh.
It goes, you know, if
it
I
does. It
if
goes,
I
it
was
goes.
Wearing the shirt, it goes to like my bicep.
Your
sort
mid-bicep.
Of, or like
yeah.
my mid bicep, and then on her,
it's almost to her elbow,
almost
right
her elbow,
above her elbow, yeah.
And that's it's fine.
It looks good on her.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not. It's not a big deal. So what I did was I then unfolded the T-shirt, the tank top, basically
mm-hmm.
that I have cut out, laid it on the table, and then put the sleeve that I have, and then I just cut the shape of the. Arm's eye
right.
right onto the sleeve, so
right.
it just became my sleeve cap.
And you could have done that using a piece of paper and then transferred it if you want.
Yep.
So, especially if you're not confident in it, sometimes you want to just copy that curve onto paper. It's
right.
easier.
So I just the width of the sleeve
right.
was the width of you know
the arm's
eye basically was that you know since it was laid out flat, and then I just did that. So the sleeve cap may have looked a little funny. A little different from maybe a sleeve cap from like a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It looked a little more shallow, perhaps.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Still, since I used...
But again, it's knit.
Yeah, it's knit. It's for a little kid. It's not super fitted. You know, we'll talk about using a pattern, you know, later. But I just did that, and then I did install the sleeves flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then sewed up my side seams.
Uh-huh.
So I do have, like at this point...
You've cut the underarm seam of the sleeve open.
Yes, because
yes.
remember I laid
right.
the sleeve out flat.
Mm-hmm.
I said that.
Right.
Yeah, I did say that. So now I've seamed up the side seam, and there's like a serger tail under her arm.
Right.
Okay? So what I did is tucked that back up with a double-eyed needle.
Right.
If I were to make Zelda a T-shirt from scratch,
mm-hmm.
I would have done the side seams and then hemmed the sleeve.
And hemmed the sleeve later.
However, I'm...
How, I was going to say, however, guess what you will see on Ready to Wear.
Yep, it's easier
yes.
to hem things flat.
I think, is it? So
yeah,
this
so
one,
on our
yeah.
I Am a Sewing Machine shirts, they've been hemmed
right.
and then seamed.
Yeah.
And then put, you know... You can see where they've put the I sound funny because I've got my head in my armpit. You can see where they've put the thread back through.
Right.
Even.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided it was faster to do that.
Right.
Than to
so
hem in the
round. So they're
constructing
the sleeve flat, and for some reason they're hemming it first.
Right. Right. Let's see if it's like that at the bottom. No, it's not. So they do hem
on
in
both,
the round.
Look at both sides.
Okay.
Though, sometimes.
Good question.
No, it's
is
hemmed
it?
In the round.
Oh, okay, okay.
But sometimes you'll notice that.
Yep.
That it's been hemmed somehow flat on for one side and not the other. So
that's
that,
right.
They, you know.
Well, because they just sewn one seam.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And I don't know why they made, you know, you don't know why they made that decision always.
Sure, sure.
You know, it might just be the way their assembly line goes or something. You're not sure.
So I did the same thing. I hemmed Zelda's,
right.
the bottom hem in the round. So I didn't have to hem the sleeves.
Right.
Okay. I didn't have to do anything with the neck band. It was, the neck maybe is slightly wide.
Like it's bigger than what you, if
yeah.
you made her shirt.
But it's
yeah.
not a huge deal. And I will say that the logo, okay, so it says like CrossFit Fringe
it's like
on
takes
it.
Up the whole
okay.
shirt.
Takes
yeah.
up the whole shirt. And it's a little low on her.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it looks cute.
It looks fine.
Yeah.
Okay, and then though, love this gym.
Well, you know, the other thing though,
well, yeah,
logos aren't always put smack dab chest up front anymore.
No, they're not. They're not. You're
right.
totally right. And it's kind of a large square logo,
right.
you know,
right.
so it doesn't look stupid. But yeah, someone, okay, I love this gym, but someone talked to her and was like, oh, did, you know, did you get a new shirt or something about the shirt? And
right.
So I was like, yeah, my mom cut it off, you know. And this person was like, that's called a crop top. And I was like, well, no, it's not a crop top because...
The crop top's where it lands on you.
I would be like, right. If someone else, but I was like, oh, I'll just have to make sure Zelda understands, you know.
Right.
I'll just have to talk to her after class and make sure she understands exactly what a crop top is, you know. So,
right.
Anyway, that was just kind of funny. So that is, you know, with the arms eye, I remember actually helping a person with this. You taught a class about how to make a sweatshirt into, like, a little kid's cardigan.
Right.
Okay. We still have the sample, and Zelda wore it not too long ago, and Catherine wore it 11 years ago or
That's
something,
right.
You know? So you taught people how to make a small or this larger sweatshirt into something smaller,
right.
And this woman came in while you were gone, and she said, I don't know how to do the sleeve. I don't know how to cut the sleeve again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's a knit. It doesn't take a ton
right.
of subtlety. And so we literally just copied that little curve.
Right.
And she was so so thankful to me. It was a big turning point in my, like, sewing teaching career.
We also used to make jackets out of sweatshirts. If you remember, quilted them.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I was going to say this was a jacket.
And some of the sweatshirts people brought in had the
raglan
baseball like mm-hmm. sleeve, and some of them had a set in sleeve. So we would have to decide, you know, what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then we took them apart, and then we channel quilted them with
that was cool
with
that was...
A woven fabric on the other side. So the sweatshirt also had to fit you as a woven and not
stretch
the
for
stretch,
this project,
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we still have.
I think we still have
left,
a couple
yeah.
of those jackets around. So anyway, you can, you know, make this a pretty easy process on
right.
yourself. Think about what you can preserve.
Right.
And also, I used a serger and a cover stitch machine, and you'll see these professional finishing techniques on these garments because they came from factories,
right?
But you can do this with a sewing
machine. Do this on your sewing machine. You want to do, you know,
talk to them about the stitch, Mom.
Well, I would do. I would probably do about a 1.5 wide zigzag.
Yeah,
1 to 1.5. This depends on the knit and on your. So then, the reason you want a zigzag is you want it to give some give. And some people say, well, if it's a side seam, it doesn't need give. You know, up and
depends
down give.
On,
it not only needs, you know, going across the body give. The way we put our shirts on these days.
It's how you put the shirt on.
I'll
yeah,
tell
exactly.
You, I would use the zigzag so it has some give and it doesn't pop when you're putting
yeah,
it on.
Yeah, it's not just about wearing
right.
it, right?
And you right. And you don't have to finish.
No.
The seam inside. That's up to you because it's a knit. It shouldn't ravel. So, you know, you just need to think about all those things.
On length. So you said 1.5 millimeters wide.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then length.
On length, you know, I would probably use about a 3.
2.5, 3. It's mm-hmm. going to look wobbly.
It is not going to look like you want it to, probably.
It's
not. When you look at the finished seam sort of and open it up, it's not going to look like a woven seam.
We have a whole podcast on this. Do you
yes,
remember
we do.
This? It's
yes,
like
we do.
It's like I can't remember what the title is.
So it won't look like nice and
straight. Why do your knit seams not look good? Or
right
something.
Or something.
That's what it's called.
It can't look good because it, you know, but again, hopefully you would have some fabric.
You should have some stuff to test on,
especially,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if you're making it smaller.
If you're making it smaller.
Now, there's also a process in making it bigger. But now there's a couple of ways I have done t-shirts. Now, one of them is to take a shirt I really like and just slap it down on there.
Let's take a break and come back and talk about
right.
some other ways of making the shirt smaller. ZD, what's your favorite way to measure yourself?
With my Easy Check tape measure.
So tell me a little bit about this.
It's the only way to measure myself, I think.
Why is it so magical?
Well, because there's a slide on it.
Uh-huh.
You actually snap one end of the tape measure into the back of the slide, and then you fit it to the measurement, and then you can unsnap, and the slide remains on the place that you've measured.
So if you're trying to measure your arm.
Right.
Or your underbust.
Right.
Or your thigh. Or your head. Oh, yeah. The head. Right. Definitely.
Well, and, you know, measuring yourself is one thing, but even measuring somebody else, what it does is it marks the spot, basically, where the measurement is. And so if I'm, and this happens to you, that you're measuring somebody and they start talking to you and you're like, was that 21 or 23? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And where with this, you know, the slide has marked it.
I also have heard feedback from customers who say, I am sending this to my daughter or, you know, so that she can measure my grandchildren.
That's
and it will
right.
be accurate.
Right.
Right.
Well, we've actually had trainers, too.
Yep.
That bought these, you know, for their customers or they themselves use it for their customers or it was a male trainer and a female client. He didn't have to put his hands on the person
right.
or whatever.
Also, this tape measure, when you use it with a snap, it's impossible to work from the wrong side.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can't measure from the 60 end. You have to measure from the one end.
From the zero
end.
Yes.
Right. Right. And I said 60, but you know, it also has the millimeters on the other side, too. So
yeah.
you've got...
you have imperial and you have metric.
Metric, right.
And so the Easy Check tape measure makes it very simple when you are trying to measure yourself and you just don't want to be fumbling around.
Well, and I think, you know, the thing is, don't order one. Because if somebody sees it, a husband or
right?
a daughter or just a friend, I mean, honestly, at Christmas time, I would put this, like, in almost everybody's stocking stuffer. And I think it's a great thing to, like, send away to college with people, things like that.
Where
you want
yeah.
something measured.
Well, if you're interested in your own Easy Check tape measure, you can see a video on how it works at sewhere.com/tape measure. And you can check it out for yourself.
Sewing out loud.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. Okay, ZD, so you have a shirt over on the cutting table right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I'm kind of trying to decide.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to decide how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I think what I'm going to do, I also have two different size sort of shirts that I wear.
Yeah.
So when I work out in a shirt, it is skin tight.
Uh-huh. Because of aerial.
Well, right. It gets caught on things mm-hmm. or whatever. And when I maybe am... But, you know, I do other things. Like maybe I paddleboard and I don't have it that tight.
That's right.
Or paddleboarding, I seem to wear them both ways. I'll wear them loose or tight.
No, it depends on your activity.
Yeah, sometimes it depends on how hot it is
or
that day.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. But my regular shirts say that I would wear with, like, a pair of jeans or slacks versus... a pair of leggings, right?
Right.
Although I might wear this with leggings. But then I would actually, like, go to a doctor's appointment in.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Or
which is
show up in public.
The
go
most
to the grocery
dressed
store.
Up we get
when
is for going to doctor's
appointments. When I don't wear my workout clothes to go to the grocery store, and I dress up and wear a shirt that fits, like, what? Like, What would I call casual wear versus workout wear?
Business casual.
Thank God we've got some way to label them. But I know what they are.
Well, and they'd be different for every person. But you're saying you got two sizes.
And honestly, yeah, this is in my head. I mean, the wearing comfort, when I say wearing comfort, it's the mental wearing comfort. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really want to wear this tight shirt to the grocery store. I want it to be a little bit looser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it to look like everyday clothes to me.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to wear this real. The tight shirt is what I want to wear to the gym.
Right.
You know, so anyway.
So what is this shirt going to become?
I think it's going to be an everyday. I think okay. I want to be able to wear this with a pair of shirts.
Shorts. Pair of shirts.
A pair of shorts so I can go out to eat lunch at the lake or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it is a shirt. It was purchased for me because it's a joke. And it says...
It's pretty cute.
What does it say?
It's
a screen print look.
The first... assuming I was an old lady... was your first mistake.
Yeah, it says, assuming I'm just an old lady.
Just an old lady.
Was your first mistake.
I see.
And it's a woman on a paddleboard. And it's, what do you call this?
It's splatter.
It's like a splatter.
It's cute.
Screen print.
Yeah,
so
cute.
It's really, it's pretty. And it's on black. So
yeah.
And those colors are very, rich and jewel toned.
And as a neighbor, told my husband, ZD Donahue is a special lady.
Apparently. Now, they did have the measurements for these shirts.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I went ahead and went by the bust measurement, which is a good thing because this does fit my bust.
Yeah.
And actually, a small fit me every place except the bust.
So this is another tip. We've decided over the break that we're splitting this episode up into
right.
making them smaller and making them bigger. So right. upsize and downsize.
So I have to make this smaller, which is what I wanted because I wanted it to kind of look just the same.
If you think that you're going to downsize, you need to buy the shirt by your largest measurement.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's always the easiest if it's too big, actually.
Right.
I
so
think.
If
yes.
it's your hip that generally doesn't fit into like ready to wear,
right.
buy by your hip. If it's your bust right. that doesn't fit into ready to wear, buy by your bust.
That would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
So, you know, the person who said, we'll get this and we get, you'll wear a small, right? And I said, I don't know. What are the measurements? So, I wind up with a medium, which is funny because I've wound up with smalls before that were too big all over.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so you have to go, hopefully you will have
and
the measurement.
And we provide the measurements for our shirts
right.
on our website, and people have said that they really appreciate that.
It really
that.
Is yeah. nice because I've gotten a small before that I'm thinking, who would this fit?
You're right.
like, I'm not that big of a person, and it doesn't even come close.
Well,
but anyway.
Right.
So anyway, I need to make it smaller. I can't remember. I think the shoulders are fairly good. I did wash it.
Good.
I went ahead and washed it. I think I have to take the shoulders in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I am.
Yeah.
The bust can fit and the shoulders will be too big.
Okay.
Me.
So yeah.
And
I
don't have small shoulders either. So it's weird.
So this is different. Whereas I was just like, hack off the whole thing.
That's
right. You want to keep that width at the bust.
I want to keep. Yes. And I don't mind if it's somewhat fitted at the bust, but I don't want, a big pull under
sure.
my arm. And I don't want it to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to feel soft and smooth and loose. So what I really think I'm going to do is I'm going to pick a t-shirt I really like right now that I feel is of similar weave. And I will lay it on here and I will go from there. And I believe I will have to reset the sleeve.
Yeah.
And I will want to because I'm kind of wanting this shirt to wear out in public and look okay, maybe.
I'm going to go to your doctor's appointment.
Yeah,
in
this.
You
so
know.
So when I have my Medicare assessment, they know I'm just not an old lady that I can do stuff to.
Here you go.
So I will probably lay it out, the shirt that fits me. I will turn this one inside out, lay it out. I will make markings with chalk of, here's where the shoulders stop. And here's the other thing that happens to me. The sleeve will be really big sometimes. So I will have to bring the underarm up.
Yes. Yeah,
so I will make the arm size smaller.
ZD is sort of like your classic person who does need a full bust adjustment on a lot of patterns.
Right.
It's that smaller shoulder, larger bust projection. thing that requires, if you're going to use a pattern drafted for a B cup, you know, for only a few inches of projection, and you, you know, say it's for 2 inches of projection, you've got four, you know, or something like that. So this is where, okay, I've got the circumference of this t-shirt good around my bust, but arms eyes are too deep. Arms eyes are too, are set too wide. Right. So you are going to have to do a little bit of redoing.
Well, and you know, I have even had to put like darts in shirts like this before, because I am so not a pancake.
So does it have a side seams?
I don't think it does.
So you're going to have to sort of.
I will have to decide. No, it doesn't. I didn't think it did.
So will you cut the whole side seam
straight up? I will cut a new side seam.
So you'll make a side seam.
Yeah, I basically will make. And, you know, the neck is fine, you know.
Right. Leave the neck ribbing.
Well, in fact, it's a little V, and I like it.
You
it's,
like
V necks,
kind of,
yeah,
yes.
It's kind of, and it's kind of a small V. I kind of like it. Now, the length of the arms, this is where this comes in. Mm-hmm. Because right now they look too long. But they may not be once I cut that, because I'm going to have to cut the length off in the shoulder.
That's right. So you don't want to, like, be hacking off that sleeve.
No, I can't just take my rotary cutter and whip up the side of it and cut it off. So that is why I will mark with some chalk and go, this is where this is going to be. This is where this is going to be. And I will a lot of times I will mark both the left and the right side. Then I will fold it.
And then
half down
them.
The middle and make sure that it looks fairly symmetrical.
So I just want to bring up with whether you are downsizing or upsizing the shirt, the level of care to take when you're kind of dissecting it. Mm-hmm. So here's the level of care I would take.
Right.
I'd use a rotary cutter or like ZD's favorite scissors and cut close to the seams. When I'm opening a seam up, I am not going to, like, get out a seam ripper and undo a seam.
Unless I'm really starved for that fabric somehow. Probably isn't going
to
happen if you're doing this.
Right. It's not happening for me in this situation.
Well, and we will talk about deconstructing when we're talking about making it
larger
also.
Too.
We'll hit that.
So even if we're making it larger, you know, we'll it's like you cut close to the existing seam and you'll end up trimming that away. But yet, please don't on your like $20 t-shirt. Go and get the seam ripper and do 20 hours worth of work, like undoing.
You probably don't need to. You probably just don't need to.
Yeah, you will be able to do it without it. So ZD's going to, you know, in order to preserve your sleeve, your sleeve, you will cut close to that seam.
And, you know, I will try on a couple of different shirts and decide which one I want. And I guess the other thing I want to say is don't be too hacky happy. Because you could get it too small.
Yeah.
And then you have to go the other way.
And then you'll have to go the other way.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to talk about ways to do that. But
And the other thing is if the shirt is longer and you decide to make it longer, but the shirt you're going from maybe is shorter, you need to accommodate your butt, your hip or whatever.
Yeah.
It's probably getting bigger.
Yeah.
You know, as you go down.
Right.
Most people do. Not everybody.
Right.
But most people don't want that shirt real tight on their hips. So you may be, you know, going by the line of that shirt you have and then making it wider at the bottom.
Right.
Okay. So don't just think, the line's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to remember these things, I guess is what I'm thinking. Like, especially if it's the first time, is the sleeve the right length? Is the sleeve the right length on the shirt that you are reconfiguring it? Is the sleeve the right length on the shirt that you're using as a pattern?
Right.
All of that. Now, I have actually at other times, because of the arms eye issue, right, and not known how to recut an arms eye or been afraid or whatever it was, I have actually taken a t-shirt pattern, laid it on, copied that pattern, just using the arms eye and nothing else.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The sleeve
cap
also.
Yeah.
So that they match, so that I know that they work, you know. So you can do that too.
Yeah.
A lot of times what I probably will do in this instance is I will cut a right along that seam. What I do is I turn the t-shirt inside out. I stick the sleeve inside the shirt.
Uh-huh.
And then I take the rotary cutter and just trim off.
Right.
You know, that. Then when I go, I will recut that, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be enough room
so
for me
is
to
saying,
reshape that.
Why ZD did that? She's removing the sleeve.
Right.
Okay, I don't...
That's just to get the sleeve out of
yeah.
there.
Now, I am a little chicken to do it like that because I'm afraid I'm going to rotary cut wrong.
Right.
So that's where I like to use the scissors. So just in case anybody else is like, ooh, that seems really daring. And
well,
it's
I'm
like,
just
yes.
recutting. And
ZD is very amazing and deft with the rotary cutter.
Okay.
So
how I do this, and maybe you don't know how
maybe
I do
not.
This.
Maybe not.
So I cut from inside the circle. So I have the sleeve going inside the shirt.
Yeah.
Right? And I had the seam is on the outside there.
Yeah.
So I can cut. I can lay that down, sort of open up that hole, and I can just cut along that seam.
Yeah. So ZD's saying she's only cutting through two layers of fabric at once.
Right. And of course, I have to manipulate that and relay it down. You know,
I'm just saying.
I can only do like one side of the sleeve at a time.
I'm just saying I'm still a little more sure with the scissors because I'm not a surgeon with the rotary cutter like you.
And that is absolutely fine. And then, you know, so then I will cut my sleeve separate from my arm's eye. And, you know, hopefully they will match up.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, I have laid a shirt down, drawn a line or not drawn a line, made a few marks, and taken a rotary cutter and went up the side and
Wung
just
it.
Across that underarm seam and out to the hem of the sleeve and altered a shirt that way. And it wasn't bad.
That's the other thing is, you know, manage your expectations a little bit here. If you are, like a t-shirt has two side seams, right, generally.
Right.
So you're not going to get the subtlety of fit of like, you know, something with like waist darts and stuff, you know, just so you know. Like,
well, I guess
it's still going to be a t-shirt.
I guess my problem. Okay, the way I feel when I get some of these shirts, and especially when I would get like the Acro shirts and everything, everybody's would look so good on it. And mine was like this huge box.
Right.
And I would order the smallest shirt that they, you know, that came. And they all look so great, and I look like I had on this boxy shirt that might have been my big brother's
or
something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I look like a kid in the shirts that are too large for me.
Yes.
That is, I didn't like about
I think
the look.
Another thing I have is, because I have the extra bust, you know, so I have this bust that comes very much forward.
Right.
And the shirt will look so big at the bottom.
Right.
On me. And I, you know, I don't like how it looks.
Right.
I don't like how it feels even. And I don't like how the arms are at all. In fact, I'd be happy if it was fitted from my bust and didn't even fit below. But I want my shoulders and my arms and my bust to fit.
I got a shirt, an Acro shirt, actually, and the size I ordered fit fine around my torso, but it was a tank top.
Yeah.
And the straps were way too long. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like since, I don't know, like I didn't have that much height, you know, between like bust point and shoulder or whatever. And I'll tell you what, I just wore it the way it was and ended up getting rid of it later because it was this tank top and it was finished with like ribbing binding around the neckline and the two sleeves. And I was just like, I don't want to have to mess with all this.
Right.
And so I ended up.
So if you didn't like it as much,
I was like,
that much,
well,
then you don't do anything about it.
Oh, well. So
but you could have just made a seam.
Yeah.
And not taken that ribbing off. I mean,
yeah.
You could have done that. I've done that. And it turns out looking just fine.
And that's probably how it was done.
And I will admit that on some of these shirts, depending on where that logo is printed, sometimes I could actually take a seam, the shoulder
seam up.
It's the shoulder seam I need to take up. So then I have to decide, do I want a seam on top of my sleeve?
So that's that has been discussed when we talk about stop before you FBA.
Right.
That a lot of times, so an FBA would mean you've picked a smaller size that fits your shoulders and you're expanding the bust area.
Right.
So if you've picked a size that fits your bust and it's too long up top, pinching up that excess can sometimes solve a fitting problem, especially in a tank situation.
Yes.
You know, because
sometimes in a tank you can make like you can take like a tuck across the back of it or something.
Right.
You know, it just you know, don't assume what you're looking at is it's too big where you always think, you know, pinch up the shoulders, pinch in the sides, whatever. See, but, you know, I have taken it up in the shoulder before.
Mm-hmm.
This is with resetting a sleeve. So I've taken the sleeve out, taken it up in the shoulder.
Right.
And then recut, okay, my sleeve cap.
Yeah, so the only thing about that is when you take it up in the shoulder, then you're messing with the neckline, right?
Well,
or like maybe
I don't always have to take it up in the neckline. It just depends. Sometimes you can taper it, but yes,
that
you probably are.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, sometimes I have reset the whole neckband.
Right, right.
Obviously, like on that one of Lindsay's, I had to.
Redo the whole thing.
Well, it was just like her bra straps were hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm like... Security, event security probably doesn't have their underwear showing.
Right.
You know.
Maybe not. You know,
just
yeah,
that.
Whatever.
So I did ask her if I could put like a different neckband on it. I was going to like snazz. She goes, I think you better stick with how it came, Mom.
Yeah. So with something like that, it's almost when something is so much larger, it's like you're using it as fabric.
And it's exactly how I treated it.
You just cut a new shirt.
I just said, give me the shirt you want it to fit like.
Right.
And she gave me the shirt she wanted to fit like, and I just used that as a pattern.
Right. So it's okay if it is, you know, really that big, just, you can't preserve things.
In fact,
you know?
I didn't, like, use the neckline at all, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I was almost below the neckline. That's how big it was.
It was,
like, she looked like she was wearing, like, you know, a sheet.
Right.
I mean, it was just so huge. Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, you may do that. Now, I'm excited to talk about upsizing these, so too, because I think that we have a lot of creative solutions for that.
Yeah, we do.
Do you have anything else with the downsizing? Anything else you want to add? Just that you can use a sewing machine. Your stitches might not.
Don't worry about having a serger. You can use a sewing machine.
And you know, with
you have stretch stitch. Now you could use. There are three stitch. I mean, there are. You can use something other than a zigzag. There's a thing called the lightning stitch. There are other stitches on machines, and they will be usually, like, in the stretch area the S area.
I kind of, like, disagree with, like, lightning stitches and that three-step straight stitch. I see so many people get...
I like a lightning stitch on heavy lycra, but...
Lightning stitch more so than that three-step straight stitch. I'm like, is that...
But
thing.
if someone else likes it,
no,
I have no problem
like
with it.
They might like it. The other thing is, if you are using a sewing machine and you're not taking up that much, you could baste and try it on, right? So that isn't something we talked about.
Another thing is some of these shirts, especially when you're, you know, you got it because it was, you know, the Honor Flight or whatever. And I'm not saying that that one was a bad shirt. I still have that shirt.
I know.
I wear it a lot. And I really, like, fancied my honor shirt up.
I did,
the upside-down cover stitch for my hem and used variegated thread. And, in fact, it was cold, so we were wearing, like, a shirt under it.
I thought about doing some stuff like that for Zelda's CrossFit shirts, but it was 7:15.
That's right. You only had a minute.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going from. What was I talking about before I said? Oh, I'm going to tell you about seams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some of this fabric, honestly, your sewing machine will chew it up.
Yeah.
Okay. It is, like, you know, very inexpensive, very thread light, I guess we would call it, or whatever. So there's a couple of things you can do. You can reinforce that seam. You can take a strip of the fabric that's, you know, from the, and add it into the seam.
Right.
Okay, so you've got another layer. You can take power mesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a product, I believe it's called Seems So Great or something like that, or I can't remember.
Well, there's that, like, Soakeasy tape stuff, too.
There's that.
Yeah.
You know, there are products that you could put in that seam, sew it down with that seam, and reinforce it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you think you're going to come up with that problem, do consider that. Okay. It doesn't have to be the same fabric as the shirt. I've used other t-shirts to reinforce other t-shirts. So you can do that. You can use clear elastic, which,
yep, which we're not huge fans of, but
we're not always. But if you're really worried about a lot of places that these shirts give way is under the arm.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that. You got the four
seam
the 4-point seam, and they're not strong. So you know, think about that. That's a consideration. Sometimes you're not going to worry about it. Sometimes you are.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's like how precious.
What kind of thread would you use?
Oh yeah. You know, we're running a little late on this one.
Okay.
So let's talk about thread next week, ZD.
Okay.
All right. ZD, can you take us away from this awesome podcast?
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.